Hi, guys. We've got, obviously, as you know, we got Carolina this week. They present a lot of challenges. The linebackers are really, really good. Inside players are good. I think they're secondary. I think they're well coached on both sides of the ball. Offensively, they do a lot of unique and unusual things, and they can be explosive. So we're going to have to play our best in order to have a win this week. We're going to go outside today, but with all the snow, we're going to wait, and we'll probably see about it tomorrow or Friday for sure. The grass under the bubble is great. Where's Chris? He's lost today? Huh? I miss him. But the grass is great. I mean, the field looks great. So,
has that been a disappointment for you the past couple weeks to not be able to get outside and kind of experience that?
It's just mindset, really. You know, really and truly, it's just about getting out and making sure guys kind of, when they're wearing different clothes and different things, they have a better feel for how they're going to move and that stuff. Really, honestly, it's about a mindset to me. It's, you know, hey, we don't care what it's like, we're going. So,
Marcus Webber's giving you depth at tackle, or does he have a chance to start and build a spot there?
I don't know. He hasn't even practiced yet, so we'll see.
Wait, do you get any more value out of, like, Cam Newton playing the Bengals with similar defense, or is it just the personnel different? And I mean, do you get any, when you see him play that type of defense, any more value to that film than others?
Well, I watch those films quite close when they play somebody like that, but, you know, because I know exactly what they're doing defensively, but they scored 37 on them, so I don't know if that's a real good thing. But, yeah, I mean, I try to evaluate because I know how we're telling the nose how to play and know how to three techniques and different, you know, little intricacy things. I think it does. I don't know if it helps, but it gives me an understanding of how the offense is trying to attack it.
How much do you think that they, you know, the cat and mouse, I mean, they know that you know that
No, there's no question. And I'm sure they'll run a lot of plays that hurt them. And so, you know, I think Newton had 100 and some yards rushing that game. And so, you know, I'm sure they're doing the exact same thing.
They haven't been the same team. Does he look hurt, or how does Newton look since that game?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's hard for me to comment on someone else's injuries, but you know, they are coming off the bye week. I'm sure he'll be ready to roll.
With a quarterback like that, how important is it for the guys to sort of stay committed to that rush concept that you've talked about, just being able to choke off escape lanes?
It is, and, you know, he's really strong in the pocket, too. He's hard to get down once you get your hands on him, if you get your hands on him. But they do a good job with their protections on keeping you off balance and what they're trying, the different ways they can protect, and so it makes it difficult for you.
How do you balance these final five games, maybe giving opportunities to some guys that haven't played much, some of the younger guys, versus trying to finish strong and potentially build something that you can look back in next year and say, okay, we finished this, this is what we can do?
We're committed to each week, each game, and it's got nothing to do with, I mean, for me, it's way too early to be thinking about next year and things like that. I want to play good for our fans. I'm still trying to build this team the way I want it to be, and just because we have some losses doesn't mean we step back and reevaluate where we're at and what we're doing. I mean, I see these guys every day at practice, so if I don't have a decent idea of what a lot of them can do, then I'm not watching close enough. I'm just not one of those kind of guys. It's the eighth round and I'm throwing a towel in and we're going to put in some other puncher. I'm fighting for 10.
Developing the team like you want it. I mean, was that going to be a season long progression no matter how it went, wins or losses?
You never know. I mean, as you go in, you know, you're trying to, I guess, we as coaches are trying to put our stamp on it however we can, and we're continually trying to improve what we can do and keep getting better all the time. And you know, you never know how long something's going to take, you know, but it's all about getting wins, and that's all I care about is trying to win. I don't care about anything else.
That you're most pleased about how it's coming around?
Ask me at the end of the year. I'll be honest with you at the end of the year what I felt good about, and I just don't think evaluating things at, you know, with five games left, or it's the right time to do it. I don't know. We'll see. We'll just see how it goes. You know? I'm committed to winning, and however we have to win, that's what I'm going to do.
Is Asiata able to practice today? Passed everything? Or?
I'm going to put out the injury report after practice. I appreciate you guys asking these questions about the injuries all the time, but it's just, you know, I think we can get through this a lot quicker we'll just put the injury report out after, if it's okay.
Is it kind of odd? I mean, you might not think about this too much, but you're preparing for a team that has a slightly worse record than you, but they have everything to play for because of that division where they're only a half game out.
I don't really look at the records that much. I know what the records are, but I don't really look at it. I watch them on tape. You know, they tied Cincinnati in five quarters, 37-37. They played good against Detroit. I mean, so came back against Chicago. So, you know, I know that their mindset, but our mindset should be the exact same. We're trying to win, and it's important to me that we win this week. It's very important that we win.
Coach, Teddy, a rookie like that in the biggest role, is there a fine line between being critical and pumping a guy up like that, trying not to ruin his confidence, you know?
Well, I think each guy's a little bit different, their personality. You know, I've never coached everybody the same. Some guys you're a little tougher on than you are other guys. And Teddy, when you critique him, he wants to do it right the next time, every time. And, you know, I don't necessarily think that jumping down his throat is the right way to get results from him, because I don't think he needs that. You know, there's other guys that I think needs that. But Teddy has always been very open to criticism and very open to trying to get better and get going. And I see him each day doing things better each and every time. But, you know, he's had a lot of, I'm sure he can tell you, he's had a lot of new experiences this year with everything, and he'll continue for the next for the rest of the season. And I think that all these things will continue to help him, because he'll put them in his memory bank, and he'll work at all the other things. And just, you know, running the offense for however weeks he'll end up running it for, 10 or 13 weeks or something like that. I think that'll help him in the future, yes.
Get any insight from Norv about Rivera and how he operates, his thinking?
A little bit. I mean, we talked a little bit about Ron, of course, and, you know, it's one good thing about Norv, he's had a lot of assistants, so he can tell you a lot about a lot of guys. But I know that he has a great deal of respect for Ron, as do I. He, you know, his defenses were always good when he was a coordinator, everywhere he's been, and he's a good guy. As a matter of fact, he's, you know, a couple times during this year he's called and, you know, just kind of say hang in there or whatever. Me.
You talked about not having to jump down Teddy's throat. Is that because he's kind of a real conscientious guy, and it's more productive just kind of point out what you need from him and he'll make those adjustments?
I believe so, yeah. You know, he is extremely conscientious, and you almost have to be careful that you don't say, hey, this is what you're going to get, because if it doesn't happen, you know, coach told me this, you know. So I try to be generic in a lot of things that I tell him. just, and really a lot of times it's just be you. You're good enough. You do things great every day in practice. You do great things great at the end of the game. You know, probably what I need to do is tell them we're behind every series when we go out there, and we need to score this series, you know, because he's pretty good when he needs to be.
How long does it take a quarterback generally to kind of grow out of that worrying about what everyone says? Or, you know?
It's personality, I think, a little bit too, and I think each guy is different. I think, you know, and you see quarterbacks throughout the league, you know, and some guys sit for a year or a year or two. Some guys come in and they play right away and play real good. You know, I think it's all a little bit of people around them, how their personality, you know, how the defense helps them. You know, there's a lot of factors, but, you know, there's just so many different variables with the quarterback.
How does working with Teddy change or developing Teddy change when he became a starter as opposed to, you know, the original idea that he'd be behind Castle for a while?
How did the what change?
Just the development and the approach with him change.
Never really. It didn't really change. I mean, I figured that he would probably be the starter at some point, but I didn't know when. And the only thing that really changed was he was not getting as many reps, you know, in the beginning part of the season. Now he's getting almost all of them.
Watch him on film.
He really can go up and get the ball. He's got great range. He's got great hand-eye coordination. And he runs good routes for a young guy. You know, I think they love him in the red zone. They love him in that area of the field, obviously. But he's, you know, he's 6'5". I was actually at Florida State and saw him work out, you know, on his pro day, and that was impressive that day as well.
Because of his size, would you play matchups with Xavier?
And we might.
Mike, when you're building a team and evaluating kickers, or you're looking at your kicker, how much weight do you place on touchbacks?
Quite a that helps a lot. You're talking about the kicker or the punter? Yeah, it's big. I mean, if you can keep them starting inside at the 20, that's big. I'd rather do that than try and, you know, hope that we catch them at the 18. I mean, 2 yards to me isn't that big a deal. So a guy like Blair who's really good at it, you know, and Mike will come up and he'll ask me, you know, during game, I say, kick it out. You know, don't let this guy return it. I mean, there's so many other factors involved, you know, the possibility of injuries on that play, the chance of them, you know, I just think the percentage are, if you kick it out there and they got to go 80 yards, then I'm good with that.
I know they've moved the starting line, you know, over the years, back and forth, but it seems like that's something that's changed for King. You see a lot more
touchbacks.
I mean, he's going to have maybe the team record here in 40 games or whatever it is.
Well, I think part of it is the league did a study on injuries that occur in some of the kicking game plays, and that's a lot, had a lot to do with it. So, and you know, so, but have a guy like Blair is really good.
Last two for Coach. Do you sense any frustration from Cordero just on, you know, how his season's gone, his development, injuries, all that?
Well, I would say he's probably a little frustrated. I mean, you'd have to ask him, but I would say that he's probably would hope to have more of an impact than what he has. But, you know, that's really a good thing, to be honest with you. And he's not satisfied.
Missing Floyd on Sunday, how much do you think that hurt you in being able to stop the run?
I don't know. It's hard to guess. You know, their guards are pretty good. I don't know. We'll have him this week. How's that? A little injury report there. All right, thanks.